Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we dig into the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 42. Is this self-love that I'm feeling? Our week 6 mantra is, I remain curious about my self-love practice. Hello, friends. It's the end of the week, and it's the end of our self-love reset. And it's also actually day 42. I figured out that I had doubled up on my days, so it was a day off. But that's good news, right? We're deeper into it than I thought we were. So we are on day 42. Don't listen to past Lily when she gets her days messed up. I did the math. 42 makes the most sense. So it's Sunday. We're going to finish up talking about self-love reset. And I do want to go through the steps because it's the first time we're doing it. And it's good to just kind of see how it would all work in tandem. And I also want to say that this is, you know, something that I invented to help myself stay on track with my self-love practice. But obviously, since your self-love version is going to be different, maybe your version of a reset is different. So you can just take this idea of taking some time to check in and assess and celebrate and question, you can take that idea and do it in a different way. And certainly, as I've mentioned, it doesn't always take a week. Sometimes a one-day self-love reset is exactly what's called for. But briefly, the parts of our reset have been noticing self-love and checking in and just pausing. Celebrating all of our self-love wins, defining what does self-love mean to us right now, and then challenging that definition, make sure we can't poke any holes in it. Okay, and then we spend some time just living into the love that's all around us. And then we looked at the actions that are going along with our self-love, and assessed whether or not those are still working for us. And then we get up to today. And today we're going to wrap up the reset with a trick that I use. It isn't really a trick, but maybe like a test that I use. I can use in the moment, or I can use in this way when I've been more deliberately assessing self-love. If I'm left at the end of my reset and still maybe a little unsure, or really at any time during the reset, if I need to push back on any of my own assumptions or practices, then what I do is I ask 3 questions. And the questions are, is it loving? Is it true? And is it me? So that's my 3 question sort of check-in. Can't think of another word other than check-in. I'm sure there is one. Clearly, I need more coffee this morning. But that is my test, my way of testing whether or not something around me, something I'm doing, something I'm feeling, testing whether or not that is self-love. So for it to be self-love, it must be true, it must be loving, and it must be authentic. Okay, self-love isn't fake. Sometimes That's the hardest one to figure out. But the more we spend time getting to know ourselves and what feels authentic to us, and that we're doing just for ourselves and not to please other people, then that does become a little bit easier to distinguish. Okay, so here's an easy example. Well, a very good example, because what I did a couple, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, is I changed up my morning routine just a bit. Because what happens in our house is basically I get up in the mornings with dogs or kids or whoever needs to be up. And so I'm kind of on duty during that time because I like getting up in the morning. I like having more hours in the day when my brain is working and doing stuff. So, and I'm not a night person. Like when I hit like 4 o'clock, I'm done. Just my brain stops working. Sometimes I can push through with a late afternoon kombucha, but usually I'm really done at that point and I need to do tasks that don't take a lot of brain power. So anyway, that long story short, or long story long, I get up in the mornings and there's always a task, some sort of task I could do right away, right? There's always dishes because I don't like doing them at night. So I can always get up and do dishes in the morning. Dogs need to be fed. They're like ready to go, right? If kids are awake, maybe lunches need to be made, or maybe they need to be encouraged to have breakfast or something like that. And even if none of that were there, I would still have things I want to do, right? Because I wake up and my brain is ready. I mean, I do drink coffee to help myself. Well, I like the taste of coffee, but also to help myself stay awake through more longer than an hour. But my brain is really ready. I mean, I think that's what makes me a morning person, I guess, is that I wake up and I'm ready to act and think and plan. And I mean, I can brainstorm like nobody's business at like 7 o'clock in the morning. But what this leads to for me is burnout. It leads to a lack of focus. It leads to me getting sidetracked and spending my day doing something that maybe doesn't fit in the grand scheme of things. And basically I realized that I just needed to like check in with myself, you know, before jumping into a book that I want to read and then spending 2 hours reading it. And then all of a sudden it's lunchtime and I haven't done what I said I would do today. So I determined that I need to spend some time with myself. But also I felt like I needed to just pause in the morning before any of the doing started taking place. And thinking, I include thinking as a part of the doing in this case. And you know, so when kids are young, you know, there's a very common meme about with among moms where like, you know, the coffee is left in the microwave and or we're always drinking cold coffee because we pour ourselves a cup of hot coffee and then something comes up, right? So we don't get to drink it. We don't get to sit and drink it. Well, my kids are old enough now that I can sit and drink a cup of coffee, right? And even the dogs, if I let them outside, they'll distract themselves usually long enough that I could sit and drink a cup of coffee. So that's what I chose to be my pause, is I'm going to get up in the morning and before I do anything, even before I do this podcast, whatever time I get up, I'm going to first give myself this space to sit and drink one cup of coffee. So that really is my morning routine, my entire morning routine. I don't do it every day. Some days my brain gets the better of me and it's already going a mile a minute and I don't stop and take that time. But more days than not, now. I've been doing this for a few weeks, more days than not. I do sit and I drink the coffee. Maybe I'm observing the dogs, but other than that, like, I don't journal, try not to look at my phone. And I try to just have a little bit of space, 5 minutes of space, 10 minutes of space before the day gets started. Now, that's not something that anyone prescribed for me to do. That's something I decided I wanted to do. And in a way, it feels very healing when paired against all those years that where I didn't get to sit and drink a hot cup of coffee, right? So is this a true, loving, and authentic act? If it is, then it's part of my self-love. So I think the easiest one here is authentic, because I've already explained how important this is to me, right? So, and I'm not doing it to please other people. Also, I love coffee, so it's a very special treat. Is it, so it's definitely me. Is it loving? Yes, I'm showing myself love and compassion in a very important way, because I'm sort of holding myself, or I'm nudging myself very gently into this practice as a way of making the rest of my life actually go more smoothly. So to me, that is an act of love, even though it's not, it doesn't maybe come naturally to me, but it's still an act of love. And then, is it true? Now, often, is it true works better with some sort of self-talk. But I think in this case, if I want to look at, is it true? I think I would go back to, you know, does it hold up against other people's versions of what I should be doing? Does it fit into that, or does it fit into, you know, the life that I'm living? And so if it can be a stretch, like this is for me, because it's hard for me to sit still, even for 5 minutes, it can be a stretch and still be a part of my truth. But it can't be something I'm doing because I read an Instagram post that says you should sit and drink coffee in the morning, and then I'm trying to live up to that ideal that I didn't even come up with in the first place. That would be an example of a false morning routine for me. So the way I know this is true is that I have been following this morning routine conversation for a long time, and nothing has really come along. You know, I've talked to women who get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do stuff before their kids get up. Some people, they get up and they need to go exercise right away. Some people get up and meditate. I have a friend who meditates every single morning. Some people get up and, you know, the first thing they need to do is maybe clean up from the night before. Looking at you, Mom. So everyone has a different morning routine, but this conversation around it is sometimes, not always, but sometimes prescriptive. You know, telling, especially women, but telling people what they should add into their morning routine to make them feel a certain way. But the truth for me is that all I really need, I don't need anything elaborate. I don't need to light a special candle in the mornings, and I don't need to meditate or do yoga or take a walk that early in the morning. What I really need in that moment is to pause. And the reason I need to pause in that moment is based on what the rest of my day is going to look like, what I know is going to happen after the pause. So for me, that's a true morning routine. It speaks truth to me because I know it's exactly what I need right now. I'm not trying to fit into someone else's bucket. So is it true? Is it loving? Is it me? Now, for your action item, I'm going to step away from that specific practice and actually ask you to wrap up your entire self-love reset today by sending yourself a letter, writing yourself a letter, writing yourself a note. Grab a greeting card if you have one laying around the house or a piece of paper. You can write yourself an email, but I actually want you to, if it's on paper, to mail it to yourself. And if it's an email, you can schedule it to come in at a later date, maybe like a week from now. But just write yourself a note. It can be very simple, and comment on the self-love practice you're building, what it means to you, and how much you're enjoying it. And just give yourself a little pat on the back, really. And this will be really cool when you receive it in a week or so, you know, depending on where you mail it from, I guess. But when you receive it, it'll be another reminder of how far we've come. Day 42, remember? Not day 39, not day 40, not day 41. It's day 42. So that's my suggested action item for you today. And can't wait to see you again Monday. And we're going to have a very fun week of self-love activities. So I'll see you then. Enjoy your day. This episode of Self-Love 365 was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Thanks to Henry Liu for our music and Jesse at Little Legends Design Studio for our custom graphics. And thanks to you for listening.